producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Catherine. How may I help you?
Well, I've had an issue with ADHD. I was diagnosed when I was about 7. You know, my teacher said I couldn't sit still, I couldn't concentrate, and, you know, then some psychologist or psychiatrist diagnosed me. And they put me on medicine, and some were really helpful, and some weren't. And school was like a living nightmare. I mean, it was, you know, like, I graduated high school. And, but before that, like, you know, you work twice as hard as everyone else, yet you get the lowest grade. And some of it was my part. I didn't try hard enough. But some of it also was, like, the issues with ADHD and dysgraphia and, you know, the medicine that I was taking. And, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but I want to go back to school, to college, and I want to do very well.
Okay.
And my doctor, I went to see him to talk about taking ADHD medicine again, and he said, okay, but the medicines that he's given me really do not help me study that much. One did, but it caused me to, when I was crashing off of it, and I wasn't taking more than I was prescribed, by the way. When I was crashing off of it, I turned into a complete demon, you know, like, every little thing annoyed me, you know.
But Catherine, why would, are you back in school? How old are you?
I'm 19. Okay. But the problem is I'm going back to school, like, soon, and I don't know how to go about asking him for the right medicine, because the medicines that he's prescribed me, they're not right for me.
Okay, let me again break this into several different parts. So when did you actually graduate high school?
2012.
Okay, so you took a year, basically a year. All right, so you are back in college now, or you're going back in college in January? When are you thinking about starting school?
I'm going back to college in January.
Okay, so you will have taken, basically, you've been out of school for a year and a half. So you took a year off, basically. A little more than that.
Yes.
Because ordinarily you would have started, if you were going directly into college, you would have started a year ago September. If you'd gone directly from high school to college.
Yeah, I had problems.
Your brother and you what?
My brother and I don't get along, and he just, like, whenever I graduated, my perfect graduation gift was having him come live with us. And he wasn't really nice to me growing up. We never, like I said, seen eye to eye. I don't really like being around him. I know that's horrible to say as a sister.
How old is your brother?
If I'm being honest. He is 5 years older than me.
So are you still living at home?
Yes,
and
I
why
am.
Is, and so if he's 26, 24...
Well, no. Yeah, he already moved out.
Okay.
And
so why would your brother be the reason that you wouldn't go to college?
It's not... I mean... I'm going to tell you a lot of things, but it's going to make it sound pretty horrible. I didn't handle it the best way, him living with us. I, you know, would drink. I would, you know, take pills if I had to. I would do just about anything, you know, like whenever I was home alone in a house with him.
So where are you now? So your brother's out of there. You stopped drinking. And as you, hopefully somebody told you, drinking with, using any kind of alcohol with psychotropic medication, including essentially what the medications are for ADHD, as I'm sure someone told you, is kind of synthetic speed. So alcohol with them is a really disastrous combination, and as is any other kind of medication. You really don't want to do that. So presumably... You're not drinking at this moment, is that correct?
No, ma'am, I'm not. And I just want to apologize for that. I was interrupted. I was trying to talk privately, and someone was at the door. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Well, that's
it
why
was just
I,
a natural
I got you. And you saw I was moderately okay about it. Okay, that's all right. All right, so, kiddo, so where are we now? Where are we now? Are you still living at home?
I wasn't. Yes, I'm still living at home. I just want to tell you that I stopped taking ADHD medication when I graduated. I recently just got on it.
Did the doctor
put
you
back
on?
I did not drink.
Well, but you do. I mean, the whole thing about that medication is you can't come on and off of it. It's very dangerous to do that, and you can get some serious rebound. So your notion about crashing was really alarming, because you shouldn't crash. You should take the dosage on a routine basis. It's not like an aspirin. You don't pop it when you have a headache. And so you reach a therapeutic level in your blood so that you're functional. So the idea of upping your dosage.
I was taking it in the morning. That was the only time I took it.
Well, but what's the crashing part? What's that part?
It's whenever it starts to wear off.
Well,
and
then but you should tell your doctor that, because it may be that the dosage would be better served to take half the dosage in the morning and half the dose in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Listen, kiddo, I am not a pharmacologist. I'm not even a pharmacopsychologist. I'm a psychologist. So I think, first of all, good for you for wanting to go to school. Do you know what you want to study?
Psychology.
Good. Okay. Have you
serious.
Was assuming you were being serious as well. It's a great field. Have you tried any... I mean, do you, like, read books? Do you anything that is... Well, reading books is probably a good place to start. Do you read novels? Do you read do you read whodunits? Do you read textbooks? Do you read when you're not in school?
I don't like reading very much.
My dear, if you're going to go to school and you're going to study psychology, you're going to be reading. I'll tell you what I would do right now at this moment, because we got to break this down into several parts. First of all, I think school I know was never your favorite thing, and it may be that there are other things that you can do that require less schooling if you figure out what you want to do. If you're talking about going to college to get a degree in psychology, you're going to talk about a serious amount of reading, and if reading isn't something that makes you very happy, you may need to figure out something to do that's a little less reading intensive, because that is number one. Number two, what I would suggest you do, independent of the medication, because going on and off this medication is not a good idea, is try doing some reading on your own because ADHD is sometimes outgrown. I mean, that you have a different biochemistry now than you did when you were 7, and even when you were 17. So seeing what you can accomplish on your own, and seeing what the focus will do, seeing what the discipline will do, seeing what not being on alcohol or pills will do. And it may be that what you need to do is figure out, if you got a degree in psychology, what you would do with it, and maybe we could work backward from what you want to do to how you're going to accomplish it. Because if you're telling me that you have school problems, that you have medication issues, that you have study issues, and you don't read, I don't know that going to school in psychology is exactly what you're going to want to do. I mean, there are other things that you may want to do that, as I said, are less book intensive. But for right now,
yeah.
I think what... Are you on any medication at all at this moment?
Yes, I am.
What do you want? All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to take a break here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what kind of medication But, I mean, I think there are a bunch of points here. First of all, that a diagnosis when you're 7 may need to be revisited several times as you get older, number one. All number two, if nothing else, medications change over that period of time.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking with Catherine, and you heard my point is that you really want to have kind of a review of not only the diagnosis but the medications, because your biology changes, the field changes. So I had asked Catherine about medication. What do you want?
Concerta.
Who put you on that?
My doctor.
What kind of doctor? Your GP? Do you have a psychiatrist?
Family.
That you deal with? Okay.
Family,
the first thing I think you need to do. You need to deal with a specialist, okay? Not your family doctor, because a specialist is going to be much more aware of what's on in the field, much more able to deal, because it's something that they deal with all the time. If you want to talk about podiatry, you're not going to talk with me about it. I know a little bit about it. I went to medical school. I had my foot operated on. I'm not stupid. I read a lot. But you don't want to come to me about something that's my knowledge is secondary at best. You want to come to me about something I know all the time, I practice all the time, and I keep up with all the time. You don't want your family physician to put you on medication unless it's for a stomach ache, all right? So you need to find yourself a psychiatrist or a psychopharmacologist who deals specifically with ADHD, because they'll now know what to deal with your age, what the medications are, what the combinations are, how to deal with the dosage so it's nice and smooth, so you're not high one day and aggressive the next. So if we're going to do this, let's do it right. In the meantime, so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Stay on the dosage that you're on, make an appointment, ask either your family physician or go and find, ask for a reference or go and find a psychopharmacologist who specifically deals with ADHD, all right? So that's number one. So we get the dosage taken care of to see if you even need it. Because that's a question in my mind. So, but at least let's deal with a specialist, not somebody who's doing this as a sideline, all right? Number one. Number two, I think you need to think specifically what your goals are about the rest of your life and what you really want to do. And what you're good at. For example, it may be that you'd be much better as, say, a social worker, which is going to require less book learning, less time, and allow you to do some of the same kinds of things you want to do. Although I don't know what your goals are with respect to a degree, but I think you need to rethink that if what you're saying is you hate reading. Number three, I would start reading. I would get myself some books about things that I enjoy. I mean, and I don't care what you read. If you can read The Hunger Games, you can read comic books, you can read romance novels, you can read anything you want, but start reading. Get yourself in the habit of looking at a book, focusing on what it says, enjoying it, all right? So those are the three things. All right, so you hear that it makes no that, and I guess the most important, well, there are a bunch of important things here. First of all, don't go to your family practitioner about psychotropic medication. Doesn't make any sense. Number two, a diagnosis that's more than a couple of years old should probably be revisited. Medication that's more than a couple of years old should probably be revisited. Make sure that your plan, that you do enough research for what you'd like to do to make sure that you're not going to be unhappy doing it. As I mentioned, I've been to medical school, and I had people I was in medical school with had been practicing their whole life to be doctors and hated either the sight of blood or illness or whatever. And it was tragic because they felt that they'd wasted. Now, of course, they hadn't. The information is information. But, do a little research, especially with the Internet. It's absolutely feasible. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Christopher, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. So I'm going to be hanging out with my ex-girlfriend this weekend. We're on very good terms.
Okay. How long have you been exes?
We dated over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we're one of those very rare exceptions that they say, let's just be friends, and then we actually were friends after.
Okay.
And we're very close. We're on such great terms.
Okay.
But I usually try to keep the time I spend with her limited, and I don't go to, like on vacations with her, because she's a very, very big spender. It's hard to reconcile that. So I kind of keep things limited, and we're meeting, her birthday's this weekend. We're meeting for a 24-hour period, not for the whole weekend, but already the conflict has arisen about how much money we're going to be spending and what she wants to do. And
All right, so this is going to be fun. So what does she want to do?
Well, we're actually going with a third friend, is a mutual friend, another girl. So she wanted to stay over and in a very, in a suite hotel room and go out to eat three times, the three different restaurants, over a 24-hour period. And go for a massage, go to the spa,
wow.
Go to the casino. I mean, nonstop spending. And
well, whose idea was it to get together for the weekend?
We discussed it together. So,
well, did you know what her? But Christopher, my darling, you've known this woman for a long time. You know who she is. How much do you figure? I mean, if it's her birthday, she's probably not going to expect to pay for anything. So it's going to be between you and the other woman to pick up the bill for everything. So how much?
We've had that conflict before.
Well, but my darling, then why would you go into this? I mean, knowing who she is, knowing who you are, one of the things, and all right, let's talk about what you could have done or should have done, and then we can talk about what you can do, which is to say to her, darling, I know it's your birthday. I'd love to take you out for a lovely dinner. I'll pick the place. And she may order the most expensive thing on the menu, but you're still, I mean, you know, if you pick the place, hopefully it's something other than the Golden Arches, and even if she picks the most expensive thing on the place, it's still, you know, you can budget it. But for this one, I mean, you're talking potentially lots and lots of money, and unless you have it, why would you go into a situation with someone you like that you're going to be resenting the daylights out of before the end of the weekend? It's money that it sounds like you either don't have or don't want to spend. So why would you let yourself get into this situation? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, in the past, I didn't want to do anything over her birthday because that's when she'd expect a big day, you know, big spending, and then we would just kind of stop speaking for a while every year around her birthday. So this year I said, all right, as long as I try to keep it limited.
Well, but then why not look, if she's truly your friend, what you can call up and say, hey, listen, kiddo, the reason we always break up again around your birthday is that you have a completely different sense of how people show affection. As far as you're concerned, it has to do with MasterCard. As far as I'm concerned, it has to do with thoughtfulness. So if I were planning the perfect birthday celebration for the two of us, I would take you to a museum and out for lovely tapas, and then maybe to an off-Broadway show or a comedy club, all right? Because that's, you know, that's what I enjoy doing. I think it's something you'd enjoy doing, and I can afford it. What you're planning is asking me to spend probably $1,000 that I don't have, and I, you know, that we're friends. And if you want to spend that kind of money, I think that's fine. But asking me to spend it is just going to make me not want to take you out for the next couple of years. So let me put you back on hold, and we'll talk about this. So why you get yourself into this, knowing who she is and knowing who you are, is a little unclear to me. Because, you know, that if you think it's going to turn out differently, well, we'll go through it together. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I'm sorry, we have Christopher, who has an ex-girlfriend, and they really have remained friends, but her birthday is coming up this weekend, and she's figured out a fairly lavish weekend. And given the fact it's her birthday, they're talking about three meals out, massage, a expensive hotel. What else was there, Christopher?
Drinks, shopping, you name it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, we went together last year to the same place, and I was really going through financial problems at that time. And she and I are extremely close, very, very close. But, you know, we share everything. And she said, you know what, you know, you're such a good friend to me, I'd rather just have you around. She paid for everything the whole time.
Okay.
And so this year, I said, okay, so my budget is $150.
Okay.
And I have an envelope with literally the cash in it, and that's on the spend, so I don't go over budget, and we know we can negotiate any which way we want to spend it, whether it's on, you know, gifts or just on restaurants or hotel room, but I can't go over that.
Okay, what'd she say?
She said, oh, sure. And then, you know, then the next conversation, she starts talking about more and more things that we're going to do. And I said, well, you know, I can't. It starts talking about presents, other things that I didn't agree to before. And so then I say, hey, like, I'm flexible within 150, just can't go over. And that's where she doesn't really understand, and then keeps pressing for me to spend more.
Well, but Christopher, I mean, I think friends, among other things, are honest with one another. And what you could say to her is, look, why don't you pick where you'd like me to sort of pop in? You've got another friend. I can't afford to go over $150. I'm willing to give you the $150 up front, and you can spend it any way you want. You can apply it to the hotel. You can apply it to meals. You can apply it to the massage. You can go and buy yourself something for $150. And given the fact that we're talking about three meals, which is really not three meals, it's really nine meals for three people, and massages, though I just can't afford to do that. So let's figure out that maybe I'll join you for dinner. I won't stay at the hotel with you, but I'll take you out for dinner and drinks, or maybe dinner will be on me up to the point of $150, and you and your girlfriend can hang out in the hotel and can do the massages and have room service breakfast or lunch or whatever you want, but I'll buy dinner, assuming that you can get up to $150.
Right.
But Christopher, knowing, I mean, look, you can't have it both ways. You can't both say, we're really good friends, and we're really close to each other, and we're really honest, and then not be honest with her about, because, first of all, you're already worrying about it, so all the fun of this has already fallen away for you. She's very likely going to think, well, you were just kidding, or, you know, if you really love me, that obviously for her, that spending money is how you show love or affection or loyalty or something.
Yeah.
Which is her craziness, not necessarily yours, but for you to get involved in this, knowing her as well as you do, for as long as you've known her, and wanting to maintain the friendship, is just plain dumb. And you don't want to be dumb. It'll take, because this is a train wreck. I mean, you could see everybody being unhappy. And when everybody's going to be unhappy, we don't play that game. So what I would do is call her up and say, look, kiddo, here's what we could do. Either I can take the three of us out for dinner, which is kind of stupid because I don't know, unless you're crazy about her friend, because that just expands the expense by 50%. If it's just the two of you, $150 for two people is presumably doable. $150 for three people means $50 a person, including tax and tips and drinks, which is doable, but not nearly as feasible as $75. So what you can say is, look, here's the deal. I'm going to come over and give you a hug and a kiss at the hotel and walk around with you shopping, and then I'm going to take my $150 and go shop and take you shopping the following weekend or that day or whatever. I just can't afford to do the rest of the stuff with you, and you and Shirley can have a great time, and that way the expenses will be less because there'll be fewer meals and fewer drinks and whatever, and I'll take you shopping. I'll buy dinner, whatever. Figure out what you could do. But don't go into a situation that you know is a mess.
Right. Just we live in different states, and it's like a place where we can meet. And
well, that's fine.
Do something. And I thought as long as I, you know, limit it to, you know, a relative one night, that it could stay. You know,
Christopher, I don't know where you're going to go, but unless it's someplace very rural and very cheap, a massage, three drinks, or three meals, some drinks, a hotel, and shopping for $150 is not going to work for one person, let alone for and paying for her or even splitting it with her friend. I mean, if you can find a hotel for under $100 a night, good luck. All right, so that's 100 of your 150. Or that's 50 of your 150. Three meals, unless you're doing all of them at Mickey D's, a per diem is what? About $60 a day, which is not very much. $60 a day is usually, because $35 for dinner, $20 for lunch, and $10 for breakfast. All right, and that's just assuming you, and then you have to double that, you have to take 50% more because you're going to pay for her meal as well. So you're already to your 100 there. There's just no way to do it for $150.
Right.
And what you're going to do is look chintzy. And and it's going to make, and look, you're already worrying about it, and it's not even the weekend. So this right. doesn't make any sense. If the idea is to go and do something fun for her, then what you need to do is probably call her up and say, Cookie, look, I know last year I was really grateful, but, you know, it made me a little uncomfortable that you had to pick up the tab. Let's figure out something that, you know, maybe I'll come in a day early, or, you know, maybe I'll stay, you know, I won't stay. I'll come in the morning and leave that, you know, late that afternoon so I don't have to worry about a hotel. Now, figure it out. But this is not something that's unknown to you. And to walk into a situation that you know is not going to work as a celebration for somebody doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, it's this weekend, so I don't know. I would feel weird backing out as well from her.
Well, then you're going to have to come up with more than $150.
Right.
And don't do it again next year.
Okay. I appreciate your advice. Thank you.
Yeah, but I still think, I mean, you don't have to back out. All you have to do is say, look, I'm not going to stay at the hotel because I just can't afford it, but I'll come in that morning. Are you driving or flying?
Driving. It's about an hour away for me, 3 hours away for the two of them.
Well, fine. So for an hour, you can get there first thing in the morning, leave late at night, go home, so so you're spending one day with them. You don't have to do the massages. You can show up for, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and have a cup of coffee for breakfast and a sandwich for lunch, blow the rest of the $150 on dinner. You're not going to have to pay a hotel, and you don't have to do the massages and drive home that night.
Okay.
But don't do this again.
Right.
And you can even go, you know, the other thing you can do is go and find, you know, you have the rest of the week to go and find something on Amazon or some wonderful kind of, or a gift certificate for you'll come and clean your house for, you know, I mean, you can figure out something that's thoughtful but not expensive to give her as a gift. And then come in early in the morning or come right after breakfast and take everybody out for a lavish dinner or take everybody out for Sunday brunch. I mean, there are ways to do this. The hotel is what's going to kill you.
Right.
So don't stay in the hotel. Because you don't have to. You're an hour away, for heaven's sakes.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Don't do it again next year. 855. Folks, look, the idea that if 1 and 1 always equals 2, expecting to equal 4,800 is just silly. It doesn't make any sense. You know going in. Svetlana, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a situation where I've basically become torn between my husband and my parents, where the situation has reached a point where my parents don't even want to come to our house. They don't want to participate in events. My husband and I have been married 3 years. We have 2 kids together, ages 2 and 6 months. And my parents have basically said to us, listen, we want to have a relationship with your kids. But our relationship has become so strained that they've closed off all communication. They don't want to come to our house.
What's the problem with your parents and your husband?
It's that they haven't really seen eye to eye since the beginning. And, I think it's been a lot of issues.
Well, that's not telling me anything. You're going to have to be much more specific with me.
They feel that we've basically done a lot of things with his side of the family. He comes from a very big Italian family, and my parents are Eastern European immigrants that are just here by themselves. So they feel like everything's been about his family.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. When we come back, I need to know some of the demographics of how far away his family is and how far away your family is, all right?
Sure.
We'll get you through it. Don't worry. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Svetlana, who's got, she's been married 3 years. She's got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. Is a 6-year-old from current husband, Svetlana?
A 2-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Oh, 6-month-old. Okay.
Yes.
That, I was going to say, all right, that may be part of the parental problem. All right, so how far away do his parents live from you?
Both sets of parents live about half an hour away from us.
Okay. How often do you see his family?
Very frequently, about four days out of the week.
Wow. How come so often?
They're just, they're very active, grandparents and,
Right. How often do you see your folks?
We don't see them often at all, actually. We used to. Lately,
what changed?
We don't see them at all. Well, like I mentioned, my husband and my parents, I don't think ever really got off on the right foot, and they felt that everything's been about my husband's family. And about 6 months ago when we had our daughter, we named her Paulina. I don't know if you remember, but you had taken a call from my husband, Jeff, regarding the naming of her daughter, where they had a problem with it.
Right.
My parents had a problem with it. So that was pretty much the icing on the cake for them.
Well, what I said is you have given both names.
Yes, and they didn't accept that solution. They basically said, you know what, you named her whatever you wanted to name her, that's fine. We still want to have a relationship with our granddaughters. But as far as us coming to your house, as far as us coming to events, birthdays, baptisms, et cetera, they're adamant about not moving forward.
Well, but they're being foolish. So this is going to be stupid and cheerful. I mean, first of all, if you're seeing your in-laws four or five times a week, they're only 7 days a week. And so part of it may be that your parents are a little less gregarious and they may be a little more less fun to be around. But that doesn't mean, you know, when we're most bristly, Svetlana, is quite often when we most need love. So, I mean, and they're just sort of feeling like they're second-class citizens. And part of your job, do you have brothers and sisters?
I don't, no.
Okay, so it becomes even more incumbent upon you. And what you're going to do is it may be that you're going to start seeing your in-laws instead of four times a week. You're going to see them twice a week, or maybe even three times a week, and you're going to start seeing your parents twice a week. And whether that means you call up and say, hey, listen, can you come over for dinner, or we're going to be in the neighborhood, can we go out, can we take you out for lunch? And they may say no, but that's okay. What you're going to do is twice a week, and you're going to have your husband involved in this too, because we're not playing we'll see the kids and we'll see you, but we're not going to see your dreaded husband. Tough. What you're going to say to your husband is, look, these are my parents, and I'm not saying they're the world's easiest people to get along with, but they're the people who raised me, and you owe them because of that, because you love me. And so you're going to go out of your way to be charming to them and to be stupid and cheerful to them, whatever it takes. And the fact that I get along with your folks, think of how it would feel if the roles were reversed, if that your parents didn't like me and I didn't like them, how difficult that would be for you. We're not going to put me in the middle, so you're going to work on this. Then you're going to go to your parents and you're going to say, Mom and Dad, I love you. You're my parents. I want you involved in my life. I want you involved in my husband's life, and I want you involved in my children's life. So I'm going to start calling you twice a week. We're going to invite you over. You can invite us over. And you can say no, but if you say no, it's your choice. Our choice is to have you involved in our lives. And we're a package deal.
And we have done that.
Well, you're going to have to continue to do it.
Now, in the meantime, this is where the conflict between my husband and I comes in, is every time that I do allow them to see the kids on their own terms, he feels like I'm...
No, you're not going to do that. It's not, you can see the kids, but you don't have to deal with their father. You can't do that. You're a package deal. That's what I said. That I come, the kids come, and my husband comes. And he has to follow along with that. Because otherwise,
well,
your parents become divisive.
To follow along.
Pardon?
My parents that are not.
Well, but that's their problem. If they decide that, if they decide to cut themselves off and be silly and rigid and not see either you or the kids or your husband, that's their choice. But you're not going to make it easy for them to do that.
Yeah.
And this is you putting on your big girl pants and saying, Mom and Dad, I love you dearly, but you know, this is my husband. Think of how you could say to your mom, think of how you would have felt if your mother had said, I'm not going to see Daddy. And she may have, at which you can say, see how terrible that felt. We're not going to do that. We love you. You don't have to love us back, but we're a package deal. We're going to invite you over to our house. We're going to offer to come to your house, but we're family. Just as you're a family, as you and Dad and me were a family. And if his family decided not to like you, you wouldn't have let that stand in your way. Or if your family decided they didn't like him, we don't do that.
Well, I have said that to them, and they've pretty much said, well, if you don't want to allow us to see the kids, then I guess you don't.
Svetlana, you're saying that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you're allowed to see the kids. We'd love to see the kids. We'd love to see you twice a week. But here's the deal: you don't get to pick and choose. This isn't a Chinese menu. You don't get to pick from column A and column B. We'll all come over. You're always invited over here. And if you choose not to do it, that would break my heart. But it's your choice. Our choice is we want to see you. We'll make it easy for you to see all of us. We'll come to you. You can come to us. But that's what it is.
Okay.
And you're gonna have to be strict about this. I mean, they're being foolish. But you know,
yeah,
that's
it's
look.
Causing, it's been very.
But don't make it easy for them to do what you don't want them to do. And when you take the kids over there and leave your husband behind, they're winning in some bizarre kind of game that everybody loses. As I said to Christopher, who was before
through.
You.
Yeah.
If you're playing a game where everybody loses, don't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So don't play this anymore. And you can call them up and say, okay, new year, new rules, here's the deal. We love you. We want to see you. We're going to invite you over. I'll make your pot roast. I'll come over to you. But we come as a family.
Okay.
Okay? And you're just going to have to say
reinforcing that.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be angry about it. All you have to do is firm, stupid, and cheerful. Oh, gee, Mom, we're all going to be over there. We thought we'd come and take you guys out for the movie to see a movie on Thursday. Although you don't want to take kids that young to a movie, but you get my point.
I do.
All right. Gee, Mom, we're going to have the kids in their Halloween costumes. We thought we'd all come over and get a family picture. Is the dreaded husband coming? Yep, he's coming. He's going to bring the camera.
Okay.
You got to be strong about this. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be ugly. You just have to be firm. We don't reinforce negative behavior. We never reinforce negative behavior. Because it's a negative. We don't want it.
Right. Yeah,
alrighty.
I do realize that it's hurting my husband. It's hurting me as well.
Absolutely. We're not playing anymore. Mom, we'd love to see you. Here's where we're going to bring the kids over in their costumes. You know, what would you like to do? No, but you're not going to do this anymore. Alrighty?
Okay.
All right, sugar.
Thank
Stay
you, Dr.
strong.
Joy.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.